Radio.
Radio
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
A very warm welcome to the Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Vin.
Hey man, all right.
Vin, is this the first time you've done 6 days in the spin?
Who knows?
You just lost track, you know. It's all that mad behaviour you get up to at the weekend.
What have I been doing? What have you heard?
I heard that you had an entire weekend watching just television. Did you see any natural sunlight that
weekend? Sound mad, doesn't it?
It's not good for you.
No, it's not. No, I saw some natural sunlight, you know, on the way to the tube and then back again. Yeah, that was it.
8 minutes of sunlight in 72 hours is not a good ratio.
It's dangerous.
Got to work on that. So on the Evening Show podcast, it's been another busy week this week. Mick Rock came in and he unsettled me with his aura.
He was interesting, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Certainly interesting.
He really is some man.
He's got stories, though.
Anything saucy, Mick was invited.
Yes.
He's a man who's addicted to the hour of the wolf. That's how we describe Mick Rock, one of the finest rock and roll photographers of all time. Although Lou Reed said he was rubbish at taking pictures, although they were best friends, so he's probably just
joking. Was slagging off my photos, wasn't he?
He did take.
I took a photo of you and him.
Well, we just asked him how to take a good picture. He didn't give you any advice, then slagged off your picture.
Yeah.
That, in my book, is just unacceptable. Unacceptable, Mick. Biffy Clyro, Monday Night Classic Albums. We had a little listen to, what was that, their fifth album?
The fifth one, yeah, Only Revolutions, yeah.
Yeah, that was the fifth album. And it was one of those funny ones where I was just getting a little bit of abuse for saying I only liked them when they got commercial.
Well, it's because it's the crossover one.
Album, yeah. A little bit more keyboards and horns on there.
Yeah.
Which could go either way. Like I said, if you take Simon Neil out of context, he's a preposterous man.
It doesn't make sense.
He's a preposterous man. I also had Amazon's on, Reading's Finest, who've had a great little summer as well playing the festivals. Two brilliant songs that have been out this year, Black Magic and Junk Food Forever. They're on fine, fine form too. I hope you enjoy the Evening Show podcast.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was David Bowie, the Gene Genie. You're listening to The Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart. Now, I'm in the presence of greatness tonight, one of the finest photographers ever to walk the surface of the planet. The great Mick Rock is in the room.
That's a bit of a build-up.
Did you take that?
Yeah, I'll give you that fiver afterwards, all right?
Has it gone down to fiver, is it, Mick? Now, Mick, I should say, you're a wonderful photographer. You've got a great story, but we have a mutual friend, right? A guy called Liam West. So just to explain to the listeners, this is a lovely story that Westy told me before you came in tonight. So when David Bowie sadly passed away, my mate Westy called Mick the next day to see if he was okay. So Mick Rock answers the phone and says, hang on a minute, Westy, I'll call you back. Iggy Pop's on the phone. So bear in mind that Mick did a book with Lou Reed shortly before he passed away, and with Bowie shortly before he passed away. The next thing that happens, Mick Rock phones back, right? And he said, so Westy asks, was Iggy phoning to give you the condolences? He said, no. Iggy was phoning to say, if you think I'm doing a book with you, Mick, you can get lost, is the polite way I can describe it.
Yes.
That's the story. Yes.
No, well, I have been haunted by the fact that I did these beautiful books with Lou and David, and then they died.
Yeah. But you're now doing Iggy Pop's book, I believe.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a special book. But I'm in the middle of so many things. And the Lou book is actually going to be... We put a stop on it.
Right.
After he died. And he'd only co-signed 600 of the 2,000.
Yeah.
And the publisher and I told him, I said, you know, just out of respect.
Yeah.
I mean, and even from looking at it from a commercial point of view, you haven't got many left to sell anyway.
Besides which...
Hang on to them.
Exactly. So, Mick, you're here today. The main reason you're here today is about the film.
Oh.
Which has got a lovely title as well, hasn't it? Yeah. Shot, the psycho-spiritual mantra.
Mark.
That's why I did it like that. Shot, the psycho-spiritual mantra of rock. And I've just watched it, Mick. Right, and it's safe to say you've had a very colourful life, haven't you?
I bet you've got a bit of a colourful life too.
I do. You know what I loved about it, right? There's a couple of things you said that I loved. You're addicted to the 4 a.m. hour, which is known as the...
Well, I was.
The hour of the wolf.
No, I go to sleep. I sleep nowadays. Right. But that was talking about that time, the hour, and when the blood sugar drops, that's right.
Yeah.
And anything can happen.
The other thing you said as well, that you were in the exploration business, and that was anything saucy that was happening anywhere in the world.
In the world.
Just New York.
New York. Yes.
You were invited.
Yes, it seemed like that anyway,
So what's it like watching that film back? Because it must be quite an emotional experience as well.
It's nothing emotional.
Not really, not at all. Do you not get emotional about these things?
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
People have been talking to me for a while about doing a book. You know, I suppose because something that happened when I was a degenerate youth. And looking at it from... I mean, I wouldn't want my daughter going near anyone like me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, man.
Mm-hmm.
If she brought someone like I was back home today, I'd take him outside. I'd say, listen. And I might bring in a couple of, you know, a couple of New York Italians to just hover.
Yeah.
You know, because hovering, those characters, when they hover,
yeah,
it makes you nervous.
Just turning their pinky ring in their hand, yeah, slightly threateningly. But looking back at the film, and I watched it as well, seeing all those images so quickly sort of flipping between
them. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
I mean, that's the thing, you've still got thousands that haven't been seen, haven't you?
Sometimes I go, I suppose I took that. You know, I mean, sometimes I don't. It went at a hell of a lick, yeah, the whole caper. And, of course, I wasn't looking. You couldn't call being primarily a rock and roll photographer pursuing a career.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's such a trivial pursuit, if you like. I was having fun, but I do remember the classic phrase from my mother, which one day she said, I know you're only doing this to avoid getting a real job, Michael, because she wouldn't call me Mick.
And what a great way to lead your life. I'll drink to that.
Well, it was better than a smack upside the head, although it was a little stronger at times.
Right, Mick, we're going to play a song from another artist that you've taken pictures of many times. It's Debbie Harry, Blondie, off, and Heart of Glass on Radio X.
I still love Debbie.
Radio. Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was Blondie, Heart of Glass on Radio X. I'm Gordon Smart, and Mick Rock, the famous photographer.
Oh, you're Gordon Smart.
I'm Gordon Smart, just in case.
Oh,
you,
I didn't think he really existed. I thought it was just a name.
We had Debbie Harry on the show not long ago, and she told a great story about being a naughty girl after Glastonbury and gate-crashing Stonehenge and climbing all over the rocks. What's your best Debbie Harry story that you can share with us? That's radio-friendly. Have you got one?
I can think of one, but I'm not going to tell that.
Tell us, Leo.
I mean, in the history of, let's put it like this, let's get bigger than this rock and roll stuff. In the history of entertainment, I don't think anybody was ever, because I took a lot of fabulous, famous pictures of her, but you couldn't take a bad picture of her. Mm. She was like David, the double D's, as I call them. You couldn't really take a bad picture of those two. But the thing that I always liked about Debbie was, she was one of the boys, and she's never been a diva. I've never seen her in any circumstance where she's, you know, I'm over, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not knocking anybody, and we are not naming names.
Yeah.
But Debbie, you know, she's pretty down to earth, and she's a nice person.
She's been talking about writing her book recently. Is there yeah, anything in there that should worry you, do you think?
I think Miss Deborah is a lady of discretion. Yes. As we all, I'm a lady of discretion. People keep offering, I'm sure not as much money as they're offering Debbie. Yeah. People have a long time been offering me money to do a book, but I can't. Yeah. I just think of my daughter. I think it sounds so squalid, you know, the reality of it all.
You've photographed some amazing people over the years. And just to put it into context for some of the listeners now, some of our younger listeners, you've done Kasabian recently as well, haven't you, in the last few years?
I did them. I think I did them three times, yeah, in fact.
Yeah. And where do they stand?
Well, they're cute. Yeah. No, I mean, they're cute. Yeah. That got them in Mick Rock's store.
Where do they stand in the grand pantheon of all the artists that you have photographed over the years?
There have been a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to say. The thing about a lot of our modern British acts is you've got to get it. They're not, they could be better known in America. I mean, they're a great rock and roll band, but I think there are a lot of British acts. One is it, to go and tour, which you have to do, costs money the first two or three goes around. And I think they probably think, well, we're going to keep the cash and bugger America, because you can make a great living. I mean, a band like Roxy Music, true, they can certainly top out Madison Square Garden one night, which is quite a lot of people, but they never got as big as, you know, people like David or Rod Stewart or Elton John or, I mean, because they went and worked it. And live there.
So here's another New York band that Mick has photographed.
Yeah, they're cool.
The Strokes, great band.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm interested to see, Mick, you've got a phone there, you've got an iPhone, a camera phone. What do you feel about the photographs that are being taken on phones now? Do you
jolly hockey sticks.
You into it, yeah. Would you ever shoot with one?
What I don't do is do selfies. I won't. Yeah. I mean, I'll be in someone else's selfie, but I'm not going to do bloody selfies. It's kind of, but I'm not knocking it.
You know what, though, Mick? I have to get my picture taken doing this job quite a lot, and Vin always finds himself doing that job. Could you give him three pieces of advice about what he should do when he takes a good picture in the studio?
Don't bother, for starters, man. Don't even get to first base. Do something much more sensible, you know? You're photographing him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually not a bad-looking gentleman, I must say. Oh. But he's not my type. I think you'd be more my type.
Yeah. That wasn't a no, Mick, you will notice. I'm writing a book called Slash Gordon, which is all about encounters in the urinals with famous people.
Very nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to ask for any kind of detail. I just want to know who the most famous person or the most interesting character you found yourself in a urinal beside. Because of the great list of people and talent that you've known over the years, you must have a great anecdote.
I suppose starting with Sib. I did slash alongside Sib Barrett. I do remember that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you almost don't need anything else.
Mick Rock, the king and queen of rock and roll photography, it's been a pleasure having you in this evening. Thank you so much. Good luck with the film. It's out on the 21st of July, which I think is a weekend Friday.
21st of July.
21st of July, weekend Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, and the movie's been buzzing around. I would buy it tonight. I've already done two, you know,
yep.
Q&As, and I got another one tonight. And then there's a party over at the Curtain.
Yeah.
And they've got to do another one tomorrow. So I've been babbling. Absolutely. And then I've been doing, hanging about with people like you know, disreputable people. But I've worked so hard to clean my image
You've
up.
You've done so well recently to get your reputation intact. And then this has happened today. Mick, it's a pleasure.
Radio. Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Arcade Fire played a triumphant set at Castlefield Bowl last week, following two nights at London's York Hall, those really intimate gigs. The Canadian Outfit headlined the show in Manchester as part of Sounds of the City 2017. They opened their set with Everything Now, the latest single, which I'm about to play you, but it can't be a bit of those panpipe moods, by the way. Let's not forget the panpipes in that song. Anyway, Wynn Butler and co. played an 18-track set list, which included hits from the back catalogue. A welcome surprise came in the form of a short cover of Joy Division's Love Will Tear Us Apart, which came after their last track, Neon Bible. It really was a lovely gesture from a Manchester outfit, or a band playing in Manchester, and for a city that has been through a lot recently. A little snippet there of Arcade Fire doing Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. It was a lovely, lovely cover, but it got me thinking, some covers are good, some are bad, right? Here's another sublime cover from Franz Ferdinand doing a bit of David Bowie. For every sublime, there is ridiculous. Here's another Manchester band trying their hands. This is Take That, doing Nirvana. Wow. Just wow. It's Gaz Barlow there on vocals, Jason Orange on lead guitar. Listen to the drums there. Howard Donald on the pots and pans. There you go, Take That. Not always known for the rhythm section, but Mark the Metronomo in there doing his bit to keep it together. Just wow. Right, Arcade Fire, Everything Now for you on Radio X. And then the original Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart, back to back. And I can promise you, there's not even a sniff of Take That anywhere near this.
Radio. Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. The Evening Show. Classic album of the week. X.
So every Monday night on the Evening Show, we like to peel back the layers of the onion, delve a little bit deeper into a classic album or an album we love here at Radio X. And tonight, it's time to go to Ayrshire in Scotland for a bit of Biffy Clyro. Mon the Biff!
Mon the Biff!
Mon the Biff! What a weekend they've just had, by the way. They played at Transmit on Sunday night, last night, up in Glasgow, on Glasgow Green, a homecoming gig for them, which, if you've seen any of the footage of it, or if you've seen any of the pictures of it, it really was classic. Taps off Biffy Clyro at their very, very best, carrying on from where they left off at Glastonbury, which was another stellar performance. As we've said many times, why book Ed Sheeran when you've got Biffy Clyro on just before? Just have the Biff. They are world class. So Jim, Ben Johnson and Simon Neill, they all came into the studio right at the beginning of the year in January, and they were sensational. They were in for an hour. Brilliant, brilliant lads. And it's always a bit odd for me with Biffy, because I remember them from when I was at school 20 years ago, and I just couldn't get into it at all. It was far, far too heavy. But the album we're going to talk about tonight, Only Revolutions, their fifth album, back in 2009, was the moment that they kind of broke the seal and became quite mainstream, which I'll get a bit of stick for, as I often do, for saying I liked Biffy when they got a bit more mainstream. But I'm not ashamed of it, because I thought that moment when those songs dropped, Captain Bubbles, Mountains, all of that, it really was the moment that they became a pretty much on the cusp of being a stadium band at that point. Finn, do you remember the first time you heard Biffy Clyro?
I remember the first time I really got it.
Right,
like you were saying, because there was a couple of tunes that I liked. I liked some of the earlier stuff, but they're quite dense, they're quite heavy. Yeah. And then I remember hearing this album, I remember hearing Only Revolutions on a bus replacement service, you know, from I think it was from Newcastle to Edinburgh. So I was stuck for a few hours and I thought, I've got my mini disc player with me.
That dates it beautifully, doesn't
exactly.
it?
And here's some stuff that I haven't really given a chance to. Yeah. And I put it on and I heard The Captain and I heard Bubbles. And I remember hearing Bubbles and hearing the chorus on that and just thinking, wow, this is big.
It was really radio friendly. Chorus, strong, strong choruses. But it worked brilliantly. It went to number 8. Only Revolutions, the album, went to number 8 in the UK album chart. Then went gold very quickly. Certified platinum within a year. And then it got a massive nomination as well for Mercury Music Prize, which was a really good contender that year, actually, in 2009. Got some cult status, went up the album charts, then peaked at number 3, which is a real sign of the music as well, that it grew up the album charts as it went along. It was, as we said, the crossover point for Biffy, got them the big mainstream success that I think they always quite craved, even though they were this really cool band before that. And they were definitely getting to be more accessible after Puzzles. And then that stadium rock sound of Only Revolutions, it really does have a huge, huge sound. So thinking back to the songs that are on it, The Captain, Bubbles, Mountains, the singles, That Golden Rule, if you remember, Boom, Blast and Ruin. And of course, a song that was then taken on by The X Factor, Many of Horror, which became a massive number one hit. Simon Neil as well, he made the conscious decision to have more keyboards on there, creating catchier hooks, thicker sounds. And as Vin was telling me earlier on, there's a brilliant term, music terminology you used, which was atonal dissonance, is that right?
About some of the earlier stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of like sliding strings and they make these sort of big cacophonies of noise, don't they, on the early stuff. And it's really great if you're into that. But I think this stuff is more accessible. It's still really heavy. It's still really big. There's some really, really dirty riffs on the album, you know. It's got pop hooks, hasn't it? It's got choruses.
Right. Yeah, pop hooks. Atonal dissonance. It just sounds like something you might get in a Dodge Ayrshire restaurant. He said the album contains some of their heaviest riffs to date, Simon Neil. And he was right. You know, if you listen back to it, Bubbles has got a guitar solo from Josh Homme on it. It was meant to be called Boom, Blast and Ruin, but they changed the name to Only Revolutions after Wee Jimmy Johnson had read a book called Only Revolutions by Mark Danielewski. So that changed the whole feeling of it. And here we go. I'm going to play two songs back to back now from the album. Only Revolutions is the fifth Biffy Clyro album. Two back to back on the evening show, The Captain followed by Mountains. Now these are big, big songs.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week. X. Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I am the sea.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
This is Classic Albums on Radio X with me, Gordon Smart. I just played you Mountains and The Captain by Biffy Clyro from the fifth album, Only Revolutions. That sounded great listening back to that, especially after Transmit and Glastonbury in the last couple of weeks. They really do have all the songs in their armoury to perform massive, massive sets at huge festivals. Just looking at messages coming in as well. Joe Sullivan there, what a great album this is. And Ian Martin as well, loving that. Chris Leonard, who is clearly a massive Biffy fan as well, prefers the earlier stuff, but I'm sure he loves all of that too, especially when he's seeing them live. So started with Mountains there. Mountains was originally a non-album single released in 2008. It was produced by Garth Richardson and the band, and it worked on a formula they discovered on the previous album, Puzzles, and fair to say, it was very, very successful. Again, it's got a big catchy chorus, but the time signatures and phrasing all over the place, making it very Biffy. Before that, I played you The Captain, which is a prime example of Biffy going big, prominent brass lines, which is always very brave. It can always sort of end up a bit Spinal Tap then, can't it, unless you have a good producer to say settle it down.
But they nail it, don't they? It really works. It really grabs your attention, doesn't it?
Well, we saw them play in Shepherd's Bush Empire, a smaller venue, and you could feel the building shake. You know, the sound they've got now is definitely stadium rock. But it's also fresh and modern, and like classic Biffy, the weird time phrases, plenty of loud and quiet sections, and then those massive grungy guitars. It's one of those songs that's got to be played loud. And you can hear Many of Horror in the background right now. We all know the story about Matt Cardle and X Factor and how it became sort of a mainstream song after that. But what people tend to forget is how much of a tune Many of Horror was in the first place. It's beautiful, a real rock love song. And if you didn't know this, Simon Eyre had just got married when he was writing this album, so it makes all the sense when you realise that he was madly in love. The guitars, the strings, just think of the best of U2 and Snow Patrol and Coldplay, any of those anthemic stadium bands, but with so much energy, passion and growl. It's absolutely brilliant. It's only Revolutions, the fifth album from Biffy Clyro. Loved that tonight. If you've got a suggestion for a classic album in the future, then feel free to share it with us, 83936 and at Radio X. But I tell you what, I loved that Biffy. Come on, the Biff.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, I'm delighted to say, one of the bands we've been raving about for a long time on the evening show and before that on the Sunday show, the Amazons are absolutely flying this summer, doing all sorts of brilliant things on the road. And most of them involve music, but I'm sure there are some other naughty things that they're doing too. Anyway, Matt from the band is on the phone right now. How are you, Matt?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Matt, would you mind just painting a picture? We like to do this when we get people on the phone. Where are you right now?
I'm sitting in Fiction, our record label HQ at the moment, sitting next to our fantastic radio plugger, Fuzz, actually, on a landline. This is really weird, but it's fun.
By the marvels of modern technology, we should have you on FaceTime or something like that. But it's quite nice, like going old school with you. It's good, Matt. It's the way to do it. Now, Matt, what a summer you're having, right? Can you just summarise how it's been for you so far? Because it seems like you're spreading the word of Reading in a really impressive fashion.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been really busy. We've been going to places that we'd never thought we'd be able to go to, just because people have been connecting with music that we wrote in our bedrooms. We've been to Czech Republic and Spain and a couple of other countries so far, and then we've got like so much more to do this summer, which is really exciting. We're going to go to Asia for the first time and do South Korea and Japan, and it's a bit of a blur at the moment, and it's a weird feeling that like it's only a couple of weeks since Glastonbury and it feels like it's been a lifetime.
Yeah,
because you pack so much stuff in such a short space of time. So,
it always feels like a really important part in a band's career when you get your second passport. Have you reached that point yet where you get the second passport?
We're literally, we're finding the USA is quite hard to get into, so we're actually sorting one out now.
Right, yeah. good man, that's it, you've definitely made it now. Now, you're on to talk about Boardmasters, which is down in Cornwall. When you were living in Reading growing up, was that a regular holiday destination for you, or is this going to be like a first-time summery gig for you?
No, it was we've been there a couple of times, and it was always a summer holiday where it just torrential rains the entire time, so hopefully that won't be the case this time. But we're really excited to go down there.
Yeah, are you a surfer? I should ask, because Boardmaster's got... I was looking at the lineup, and I was thinking, I don't know that band Landon McNamara, but it turns out he's one of the biggest surfers in the world.
No, I mean, quite the opposite. The one time I've ever been surfing, like, it was really bad weather, and I was out with my girlfriend at the time, and we went out really quite far, and we were like trying to swim back for about an hour, and we couldn't, like, we were like had our boards and stuff, and we were trying to swim back and stuff, and then we kind of dawned on us that we had surfboards, so we just caught a wave and then we were back in like 10 seconds. So yeah, we were like stranded and we thought we were going to like die, but then we just actually used the boards and we were fine.
And you're alive, and it's a good story to tell.
Yeah, so I'm not a surfer.
I was just looking at the lineup as well. It's an unusual lineup, I think, safe to say, at Boardmaster. Idris Elba's on there. I don't know if you're a fan of Luther or The Wire, but
yeah,
you've got to go and see him, haven't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's quite an eclectic mix at Boardmasters, but those are the fun ones, man. They really are.
Right, you're going to stick around a little bit longer, Matt. I'm going to play a song from you now, if you don't mind. This is the Amazons and their latest single, which is an absolute belter. This is Junk Food Forever on Radio X.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was Amazon's Junk Food Forever. Absolutely loving Amazon's Black Magic. It was superb, and I love the new single too. They're doing their bit around the festivals. They're off to play Boardmasters in August, and I've still got Matt on the phone right now, who's in his the historic surroundings of Fiction Records as he speaks to us tonight. Now, Matt, I'm writing this book, / Gordon, about the most famous people you've encountered at the urinal. Have you got a tale to match your fellow bands in the world right now? Have you got a good story from beside the urinals?
Yeah, we were the Big Weekend earlier this summer, and I was in the loo at the backstage area, and I looked around, and it's the two redhead brothers in Biffy Clyro.
Yes, Jim and Ben.
Yeah, and I'm redhead myself, and I've never been in a situation like that. The only people in this little like this toilet, like box, basically, are just like three redheads, the only three redheads in British rock and roll at the moment. So, yeah, it was kind of like we were, I think they kind of clocked on as well, and there was just like, we didn't say anything, but we kind of knew. And there was a, yeah. The connection there.
Oh, but by the way, you're playing with Two Door Cinema Club. Frontman of Two Door Cinema Club is a proud redhead, a flame haired frontman.
Yeah, true.
Maybe you can complete the set.
yeah, exactly.
Matt, listen, best of luck at Boardmasters and at all the other gigs you're doing this summer. It's a real pleasure playing your stuff on the evening show. We're thoroughly enjoying it, and big love to Jim Chancellor too.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, folks, for the support and everything, and I'll see you soon.
Matt, really appreciate it. Good man. This is Two Door Cinema Club, just mentioned them, and Boardmasters, I should tell you, is on from Wednesday the 9th to Sunday the 13th of August. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be a belter. Get down there. This is Two Door Cinema Club now on Radio X.
Radio X, the Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I've got the obligatory Monday night gravel-choked vocal cords after a superb Saturday night at Transmit. What a great new festival that is, up in Glasgow across Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Friday night Radiohead, Saturday Sabian, and then Sunday Biffy Clyro. Loads of other great bands on there as well. Two Door Cinema Club, Amazons as well playing there. Literally like a special, special weekend. So I went there on Saturday night. The first thing that was remarkable about it for a Scottish festival was that the sun was shining. It really was a gorgeous day on Saturday afternoon. The atmosphere was brilliant as well. I mean, I always talk about Scottish crowds, but it really was something special. I got the classic Glasgow greeting as I walked into the venue, though I was a girl being sick just as I walked in, which was lovely. Wouldn't be a Scottish gig without that. But the Gallowgate in the East End, not far from the Barrowlands, in Glasgow Green, it was looking incredible. Loads of flares being set off, and the Gallowgate's got loads of history. It's steeped with Glaswegian history. And the crowd was packed as well. I think Saturday, of all the three nights, looked like it had the biggest, biggest crowd. And it was a very young crowd as well, I noticed. Lots of Kasabian fans who probably only know the last couple of albums, and a few in there who've been there from the very beginning, around 2003 2004. But they got that special set on Saturday night just as the sun went down late on Saturday evening. So it started off where you could see the whites of the crowd's eyes, and then as the sun went down, the lasers battering out across all that dry ice and amazing flares being set off. So 50 odd thousand fans, a young crowd, going absolutely mental for the old stuff. I happened to be standing next to Robert Carlyle, who you might know as Begbie, and he had his 14-year-old daughter there. It was her first ever gig. And in terms of first ever gigs, they're not going to get much better than that. Kasabian were on brilliant, brilliant form, it has to be said. Bobby Carlyle was standing next to me. And as they introduced You're in Love with the Psycho, Serge said, there are a few in the crowd tonight in Glasgow, but there's none as big as Begbie. Leaned over his shoulder and pointed back at Robert Carlyle and got a big, big smile. So here we go. This is in honour of the Kasabian boys on Saturday night. This is You're in Love with a Psycho on Radio X.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Here's something unusual. One of the most unlikely collaborations I've heard for a long, long time. You'll never guess who is on the new Foo Fighters album. And I promise you, this isn't a wind-up. Here's a clue. Oh, yes. Oh, no. For anyone who's just tuned in, don't worry, me and Vin haven't lost our marbles. It's quite romantic for two men in the studio at this time of night. A member of Boys Two Men has joined Dave Grohl on the Foo Fighters' forthcoming album, Concrete and Gold. I'm not kidding. The 90s R&B vocal harmony group are known for smooth ballads, the kind of tunes you might expect to hear on Craig David's Sexy Time playlist. But Dave Grohl has revealed one of their singers has lent his voice to the heaviest song on... Vin, go and switch that off. That's enough of that. Anyway, yeah, Dave Grohl said in an interview the other day that the weirdest moment during the making of the new album was when, in his words, the guy from Boyz II Men was walking up through the parking lot and I said, "Ah, dude, will you sing on our record?" And he did, on the heaviest song on the entire record. I cannot wait to hear it. It just sounds too ridiculous to be true. This is former record of the week here at Radio X. This is Foo Fighters and Run, without Boyz II Men anywhere near it.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was the Evening Show podcast. I'm Gordon Smart. Producer Vin was with you as well. We will be back with another edition as soon as we've filled up another week of lots of chatting, music and nonsense.
Radio X.